camouflage at it. Every 6 months since I was 15, I've assumed a different hair color. Born a brunette, I began with black, a statement to expand into everything or nothingness. Each strand straight, thick, and serious, the cut blunt, my eyes darkened to match. I didn't crack a smile. Next, charcoal gray, graphite that wrote itself around the world. My eyes glowed forest green with yellow highlights. A slight wave moved my style. I studied day and night. Then, with dignified gray and serene blue eyes, I grew wise beyond my years, counseled my elders, foretold futures. By 20, I'd passed white, mellowed into the platinum blonde of oft-worn pearls, flounced around corners, looking at everyone, and no one with questionable come-hither sapphire eyes. Laughing my way into taxicab yellow, I stopped only long enough to enjoy reactions to my ride, careened into a career on Madison Avenue, curls dancing all over my head. By 22, I'd edged toward flat-out orange, flirting first with a flush of pale peach, my fingers warming to a tingle when I lifted fine hair to height. Tawny, my eyes lounged in island hammocks to surf lullaby. The red of rebellion, fresh blood, fire's center, flowed down my back, over my face, suffocating. Spring green eyes peeped out. Took a baby blue break. Short emerald green spikes launched me into star status. The stage was never too big, the band too loud, the crowd too close. Ruby eyes pierced the body heat of fans. Past true navy, purple, pale pink, to end of the rainbow at 60. Quiet lavender, like the last clouds of a balanced day, companionable, to live with for the rest of my time, looking out from objective gray eyes, still able to worship every little thing.